nanti sih ngomong gue nggak track back aja.
Jackie Mahaja and his friends have retreated to the hills above Jakarta for a weekend away from traffic jams, pollution, and their very private battles with HIV.
2004, I get tested when I'm sick and I don't get a counseling or anything. They said they are asking me about, are you drug user? Yeah, it's a long time ago. Yeah. This is what happened if you're using drugs. They only tell me that word. Three hospitals reject me. They don't want to treat me in the hospital because they said we don't have the place for this kind of things.
Mahaja's early experiences prompted him to establish a support group called PETA. He says the group receives little government assistance and printing more posters cannot help those already infected. The government's response has improved since a presidential decree in 2006 established the National AIDS Commission and focused efforts on prevention. But AIDS activists say a lack of money and political will, as well as the challenge of reaching communities across the archipelago, hamper prevention and treatment programs. Supplies of antiretroviral drugs used to treat HIV patients regularly dry up because of distribution problems and limited funding. Mahaja and other PETA members have been forced to stop treatment, sometimes for months at a time. But they are still the lucky ones. It is estimated that less than 10% of infected Indonesians have access to any sort of treatment. Nafsia Emboy heads the National AIDS Commission. At a recent conference on condom use, she explained that much work is needed in building the capacity of health services.
It's not only money. Yes, indeed. Underfunded, but our whole procurement and supply management system should be improved. What we're trying to do is encourage the local health people, local government, local AIDS commissions to improve their planning and reporting system. Because if they plan, say, for 1 year, and every quarter they should get so many condoms, so many needles, so many ARVs, then the system can fulfill that.
Emboy says her agency has assumed control of prevention campaigns because of cultural sensitivities around issues such as condom use, intravenous drug use, and homosexual activity. Those sensitivities make many political leaders reluctant to take a public role in fighting AIDS. International health experts say condoms remain the single most effective means of preventing the spread of HIV. However, Indonesia's religious leaders resist efforts to get people to use condoms, exacerbating an existing culture of disdain for their use. Iskandar Nugroho is an AIDS activist in the eastern province of Papua.
Condom is associated with prostitution. We are associated with the migrant, associated with prostitution area. And then if people use condom, they started to think, well, your sexual behavior is unacceptable. We stigmatize the people who actually use condom.
Todd Callahan is the country director for DKT, a non-profit organization that works on HIV and AIDS prevention and is a major condom distributor. He says funding must be directed toward public education about condom use.
Everybody in Indonesia, even people in very small cities or kampungs, many now have television. So, I mean, if you want to reach all of Indonesian society, I think that's the best way. And we saw this in 2006 when we had some donor money to create and air public service announcements for a year, and the condom market increased by more than 30%.
In Papua, the HIV prevalence rate is 20 times the national average, with as many as 75,000 victims out of a population of 2.5 million. A thriving prostitution industry there, patronised by migrant workers, means the virus is being carried to their home villages, where women and babies are being infected. AIDS activists say educating those workers about the disease and condom use could reduce those new infections. Katie Heyman for VOA News, Jakarta.